If you've ever seen the Nutcracker, live or on TV, you know it's quite the spectacle. Dancers leap through the air, candy and toys come to life. It's meant to dazzle. But for many with special needs, dazzle can turn into sensory overload. Madison Lynn dances the role of the Sugar Plum Fairy, and she has a close friend she really wants to see the show. He has autism.
I've always wanted to bring him to a performance because he loves live music. He loves all of the sets, and we show him pictures all the time. He loves the design of it, but it's so loud. It's like when he's at the movies, he won't go out in public to listen to movies because of the overwhelming noise. And especially like when you have large groups of people clapping, it makes him really anxious.
That might have been the case for 17-year-old Jalen Moultrie. Moultrie is a student at the Matthew Reardon Center for Autism.
I've seen it on TV. The old one. But I never been to the one live in the Lucas Theater. It's in downtown Savannah.
The Lucas is where the Savannah Ballet Theater staged a special low-sensory version of the Nutcracker last week.
Even the curtain opening can make somebody so excited.
Abby McEwen is the ballet's advancement director.
And if they cannot handle that excitement, they don't know how to express it. So this is us muting the music a little bit and the lighting and just making it easier for them to be a part of it.
The live orchestra isn't mic'd, so the music isn't quite as loud. The theater isn't totally dark. And there's no need for the audience to sit still or be quiet. Jack O'Connor directs the Matthew Reardon Center.
In a movie or a ballet or a concert or something, that might, you know, get a lot of heads to turn and kind of annoy some of the people at the show around you. But again, here it's you know, all the students kind of understand it, all the staff working with the students. Understand it, so it didn't raise any eyebrows at all.
O'Connor says the students at the center don't have many opportunities to see live theater or dance, and he hopes there will be more in the future. McEwen, with the ballet, says they hope to put on more productions like this.
We owe it to the next generation of children and artists and just to educate them and introduce them to things. It just makes the world a better place.
As for the audience, Jalen Moultrie has a similar glowing review.
It was very spectacular indeed. Not to mention the cool music and everything. Everything has been, well, in a word, spectacular.
For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.